Which is the sow?
The female.
Does boar sound vulgar to say? Does it sound?
It don't sound too good, but that's what they used to call.
What about sow? How
does sow that? Sounds worse.
Uh-huh.
It does.
Any nicer ways of saying sow?
No, not to me. No other way. Other expression. Maybe you could, because you got more education than I
have. Do you ever hear of a guilt for a female that hadn't had pigs?
No, I never.
What about the things that you put the food in for the hog? That's called a
trough.
Uh-huh. And if you had three or four of those, you'd say you had three or four.
Three or four troughs.
And, you know, the stiff hairs that a hog has on its back.
Bristles, I think they call them.
Uh-huh. What about those teeth?
I don't know. What they call the teeth, honey, I don't know.
You know, the elephant has it too.
Yeah, tusks.
Uh-huh. And a hog that's grown up wild, you call that a...
A wild hog.
Uh-huh.
They used to have them years ago.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm.
Did people go out and hunt them much?
Yeah. My husband remembers, but I don't, you know. Uh-huh. He does, because he's 8 years old and I am.
Uh-huh.
He remembers his parents and my niece.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What about, if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you were going to do to him?
Oh, let's see if I can think of the name to tell you, honey. I think it's spayed him. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear people say you're going to cut him or...
Cut him, yeah. Mm-hmm. Huh? Yes.
What would they say?
They're going to cut him.
Uh-huh. What would you say if you were talking about a tomcat or some other animal?
A tomcat's a tomcat, honey.
If you were going to do that to him, you'd say you're...
Yeah, cut him.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would you call the hog then after you'd cut him?
I don't know, honey.
And... You know the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned?
Mm-mm.
You'd say the calf began to...
To holler.
Okay.
Okay.
When you need to quit.
Because I'm going to have to call her.
Okay. What about the noise that a cow makes?
Moo, that's all I know, honey.
Okay. and the noise that a horse makes?
I don't really know what a horse makes, honey, I tell you the truth. I don't know too much about animals, honey.
Did you ever hear anybody call a cow to get her to come in out of the pasture?
No, I never did.
Did you ever hear them call a calf?
Mm-mm.
What about a horse?
No.
Or a sheep?
No.
What about hogs? Did you ever hear people call hogs?
No.
What about chickens?
They don't call a chicken, babe.
You don't?
I never
you
did
say
any.
Anything to them? When
you throw the corn out to them and they come for that corn.
What about them? If you're milking a cow and you want her to stand still, what do you say to her?
Oh, I don't know nothing about milking a cow neither, honey. I never did milk a cow in my life.
Do you ever hear what people would, if they're plowing and they want the horse or mule to turn left or right?
Get up, that's all I can tell you.
When do they say get up?
When they start off.
Uh-huh.
And then I imagine they wait those reins, honey, to make them turn left or right.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I know of.
What do you say to stop them?
Whoa.
Okay. And to make them back up?
Back.
Okay. And Sam, something that's made out of flour and baked in a loaf, you'd call that?
A loaf cake. A loaf of bread.
Uh-huh. What different kinds of bread?
Oh, you can make all kinds of bread, honey. Now you're getting in my category. You can make all kinds of bread. You can make round loaves. You can make square loaves. You can make wheat bread. You can make rye bread. You can make sourdough bread.
Uh-huh.
You can make plain breads, honey. I can just get my cookbooks and tell you how much.